Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the timing of their last harvest of alfalfa for the fall. In general, we generally say that you want to hold off and harvest so that you still have about 5 to 6 weeks of growing season before the first killing frost. This is very important to make sure that we get enough reserves into the taproot so that it can survive over winter. Survivability over the winter has a lot to do with our fertilization programs, and in particular, fertilizing with potassium and phosphorus. So if you haven't done that yet, probably need to get that done very soon. Also, it's important to maintain the soil pH. Stands that are under 3 years of age generally have a higher potential to survive a shorter cutting season in the fall than older stands. Another thing to consider is your older stands. If this is the last year of production for those, and next year you're going to turn those fields to something else, you can, again, harvest in that no-cut window of 5 to 6 weeks before the killing frost. Another thing to consider is cutting height, as well as whether or not you leave strips in the field to collect snow and to cut down on some of the soil losses we might see if we have extremely dry conditions over the wintertime. Your cutting height generally is set at about 4 inches. However, if you want to try to maintain some of the snowfall over winter on the field so it doesn't blow off, you may want to leave strips every 20 feet or so for the catching of some snow. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.